Sean, that's got to be a bit of a sickener at the end there, hasn't it?
No, it's the reality of football. You know, you have to see the game through. And I must say, the players pretty much did. It was, you know, it's the good honesty from Ben Mee to go and block the expected shot and the lad's brought it down. I think he's just lost his footing, actually. And, you know, and brought the lad down. And then they get a free kick and the lads, you know, put it in with a good bit of talent.
Because your goal, let's put your goal up, is stunning from Stephen Defoe. Did you know he had that in his locker?
Well, no, he's a very good player, obviously, so we wouldn't have brought him to the football club. You know, we try and bring players in who are going to enhance us and certainly challenge us, you know, within the group. And, excuse me, we felt we could do that. And he's certainly got talent. He's played 46 times for Belgium in what is arguably one of our golden eras. So we weren't really questioning his talent. It's how quickly he could adapt to what it is. The Premier League, and he's adapting very nicely at the moment.
He's announced himself quite nicely. The turn on halfway, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's got quality. I mean, you know, like I say, you can't get that many caps in such a good era for Belgian football and not have quality. It was really how quickly he can adapt to us, how quickly he can adapt to the group and the challenge of the Premier League. And, you know, his fitness is getting better. He had to come off in the end because his calves are getting tight, because he's still adapting, you know, to the physical side of Premier League football. That will continue, but I thought his quality today was excellent.
And you decided to go with Jeff Hendrick on the bench and brought him on for his debut a little later?
Well, he only came in, you know, he came in the building 2 days before. It is the madness of the transfer window. It's well documented. You know, you bring him in, they go straight on international duty, you don't see him, and then you've got sort of 48 hours to work with them, get them used to your culture, used to your environment, used to the game plan, used to the set pieces, used to everything, and then play him. So we decided not to, because I think that's pretty inhuman to do that.
And how are you feeling after that? Must be mixed emotions. And
well, I'm feeling good. I mean, you know, it's another point on the board against, you know, in a league that is one of the most challenging in the world. So, you know, we're under no illusion about our challenge. We've got 4 points on the board already, you know, and it took us a lot longer to get that than last time, and arguably could have had six with a win today. So a lot of good things. I think we're in better shape. I think we're stronger. I think the mix of our football was improved today and getting better, more belief in the players. So a lot of good things. You know, we're not expecting to just roll over everyone, I can assure you, but we're expecting to be competing in every game that we're playing. And other than the Chelsea game so far, we have done.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
1-1 about right for you, you think?
It's a close one. I mean, when you're 1-0 up down the end of the game, you expect to take it on, you know, and take the 3 points. But like I said, there's no guarantees with that. We've done it a number of times last season and before. To teams that we've got late goals, so that's just the way it goes.
Stephen Defoe, aside from the goal, seems to bring an awful lot of quality and experience, doesn't he, in central midfield?
Well, he certainly has done today. You know, he's getting used to the challenge of what it is. He's getting used to the group, how we work. And the main thing is the mindset of the fitness side. And I thought he was very good today. He found it tough right at the end, which is why we took him off, because we've still got to realise that he is adapting. But no, a lot of good signs today. And a lot of good signs from a number of players today. You know, I think people quickly forget that, I don't know why, but it's that strange thing, that mythical thing about Hull, because they've had a few injuries. If you look at that group, that's an experienced group that have been assembled for a lot of money. So they've got some quality there. So they're no mugs, and I thought we delivered a good performance today.
When you look down the line, you've got a few options, haven't you, now, from the bench?
Well, that was the plan, of course. You know, I mean, we're still only really running with about 20 players, recognised players, you understand. Obviously, we've got youngsters. Aidan O'Neill and Tinashe was subbed today, and was involved in the squad today. But, you know, it's deeper than it has been in the past. We wanted that to happen. We wanted more strength in depth, and we wanted to be able to affect it. So I think there's a nice competition for places, and there's a nice feel about the group at the moment.
And you mentioned belief. Did your players show that a little more in the second half for you?
Yeah, first half they started tentatively, but you've got to remember, we just had a tough game down at Chelsea, you know, and that can leave a mark. And we started a little bit tentatively, a little bit unsure. They were on a very good start to the season, of course, and ours is decent, but theirs is very good, so they come a little bit more assured, and that can happen. But I thought after about 15, 20 minutes, we started to grow into the game, improved again second half. And like I say, overall, arguably did enough, because apart from the Myler chance, I think it was in the first half, they didn't have too many. We didn't have a whole host ourselves, but it was a close game. But they didn't really open us up too much. Tom didn't have a lot to do, so I was pleased with that side of things. We still think we could be more creative in the final third, and that's a big challenge, because you've got to break down the opposition. Even today, with them putting, often looking for a counter-attack style at times, which we've seen in their previous games. So, all in all, another point on the board.